Today's shiur is dedicated by Mr. Peter Merker, Lila Nishmas, Mrs. Ruth Danker Rachel Bas Moshe, whose yard site is Zion Elul. Today's shiurim are also dedicated by Dr. Yosef and Mr. Yael Gurevich, Mrs. Yael Gurevich, in honor of their grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. Moshe Rubin. Today's shiur is Masechta Ksuvos Daf Samach Beis. We will begin on the Samach Aleph on the base at the bottom line, HaTalmidim Yoytz Lo Talmud. So the Gemara, the Mishnah said that if Talmidim go to learn Shalai Rishus without getting express permission from their wives, the halacha is they could go for 30 days. But ask the Gemara, what is the halacha Rishus if their wives gave them permission? For how long may they go? Rishus kama, for how long may they go if they have rishus? Says the Gemara, kama the boy, if they got permission, as much permission they got. Answers the Gemara, that wasn't the question. That urch de milsa kama, what the Gemara means to say is that if a person didn't ask permission, what is considered an acceptable amount of time? And the way Rashi explains, the Gemara is trying to know what is an acceptable time. Other Rishonim explain that the Gemara's question is, if the wife did not expressly mention a specific amount of time, what does the halacha say to such a man? Another pshat that I saw that the Gemara means to say is that if the wife gave permission and didn't say how long, she just said, I'm giving you permission, what does it mean? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chayidish Kan, if there's nothing specific said, that is a month here, for Chodesh Bebayis, and a month at home. And ask many Rishonim. We're going to be learning in our Shiurim that there were many Tanoim that went away from home for many years. So how do we understand, ask Tosfos, that our Gemara says 1 month home and 1 month not at home? So one pshat that Tosfos says that there, the cases that we're going to learn where husbands were allowed to be away for years, we're referring to wives who were particularly happy with the husbands going to learn. A wife who actually wants a husband to go to learn, such a husband may go to learn for longer. Another pshat that Tosfos quotes in the name of the Ri is, our Gemara is not talking about Talmid Chachamim. When we're speaking about Talmid Chachamim, Talmid Chachamim, of course, have the right to go away for longer. Here we're talking about average Jews, and one wants to know for how long may they go away. Shenema, where do we see this formula of 1 month home, 1 month out? Because the Pasuk says, regarding those people who work for David HaMelech, the Pasuk says, HaMashar Simas HaMelech L'chol Dvar HaMachoykes HaBoas V'yoytzes Chodesh B'chotshoy L'chotshoy HaChodna. And as the Mefarshim explained, it would have been enough for the Pasuk to say, HaMashar Simas HaMelech L'chol Dvar HaMachoykes Chotshoy HaShona. Why does the Pasuk add HaBo HaYoytzes Chodesh B'chodesh to teach us this formula of 1 month, 1 month home and 1 month in the yeshiva? Rabbi Yochanan said, Chodesh Kan, there was 1 month that they were in the yeshiva, v'shnayim bebayis, and 2 months they were at home. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, that regarding the individuals that Shlomo HaMelech sent to bring wood from the Levonon for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and the Pasuk says, regarding those, there were 30,000 people altogether. And the Pasuk describes what was the rotation. Says the Pasuk, Chodesh you Bilvonon, 1 month they were in Bilvonon, v'shnayim chadashim v'beisoy, and 2 months at home. So we see that that's the acceptable formula. Ask the Gemara, Rav Nami, we asked him of Rav, why doesn't he bring a Raimahi? That we see that the formula is 1 month home, 2 months home, 1 month out. Says the Gemara, Shanya binyan beis hamikdash, he holds we can't bring a raya from the building of beis hamikdash, dav shai dei cherim. The binyan beis hamikdash, there were many people who were anxious to participate in the building of the beis hamikdash, and since there were so many people anxious, there was no need to have these people be away because they had enough people to use this rotation system. Rav Yochanan, my Tamil Amo Miyahi, why doesn't Rav Yochanan bring a raya from what we find by the people who worked for David HaMelech that were 1 month at home and 1 month working? Answers, the Gemara Shani Hassan, people who work for the king, this le havocha, they get particularly paid very well. And since they get particularly paid very well, the wives are willing to accept such a arrangement. And as I saw, even though we're going to see that in our Gemara, that wives particularly want their husbands to be home, but even though wives want their husbands to be home, in a situation where the wife recognizes that the husband is going to be earning a very decent salary, she's willing to forego that. So the Gemara here taught us that this is the formula. However, even though we're learning the formula, and even though we just learned that the halacha is that you have to have your wife's permission, but even if you have a wife's permission, says the Shulchan Aruch, that a man who has not yet fulfilled the mitzvah of Piri Rivia is obligated to perform the mitzvah of Oina on a regular basis and cannot leave home for an extended period, even if he gets permission from a wife. Another point that the Gemara makes, that even if you have permission, being away for more than a month is difficult for wife. And as we learned, but if the husband is a Talmud Chacham, and as the Chassam Sofer explains, that a wife understands the significance of learning Torah to a Talmud Chacham, and therefore, when it comes to Talmud Chacham, the wife will be more generous and allow him to be away for a long amount of time. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Anocha Sheveres Chatzi Gufa Shel Adam. When somebody sighs, when somebody has an issue, it breaks half of the person's body. Shenemar, as the Pasuk speaks about the Churban that Yecheskel saw his Nevuah. The Pasuk says, V'ata ben Adam, Hinach b'shivrei mesnayim u'beririrs ta'anach. You cry out from breaking by the hip, which is half the body. V'yachan Amar, Af kol gufa shel Adam. When somebody is distressed, it breaks him entirely. Shenemar, we find that the Pasuk says that Hashem says to Yecheskel, V'hayu ka'ayma alecha Yisrael, when Klai Yisrael will speak to Yecheskel, because they'll see him broken and distressed, and they will ask him, Ama etanenach, why are you feeling this way? For Martin, you should say, El shmur kibob, because of the news that I received that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, v'nomas kalev, every heart be melts, v'rofa kol yadayim, the hands get weak, v'kasa kol ruach, and our spirit gets weakened, v'kol berchayim telachnu mayim, and all feet will be like water, they'll become completely melted. Rav Yochanan Nami, so here we see that it affects the entire body. Ask the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Nami, what does he do that the pasuk clearly indicates that it breaks the entire body? But on the other hand, it said b'shiver mesnayim, only half the body. And from the Gemara, ahi the kimaschala, what the pasuk means to say that when the distress begins and the feeling of distress begins, where does it begin from? Mesnayim maschala, it begins from the middle of the body. Ask the Gemara of Rav Nami, who says that it breaks only half the body, but doesn't the pasuk say v'nomas kolei v'rofa kol yadayim v'kasu karuach, clearly indicating the entire body? Answers the Gemara Shani Shmu the Beis Hamikdash. There they were talking about the Churban Beis Hamikdash. When we speak about the Churban Beis Hamikdash, tkifa tuva is particularly troubling, and that's why it breaks the entire body. So Tosfos the Rimaski Shani asked that both psukim speak about the Churban Bayis. So how do we understand the two psukim? So Tosfos answers, there's a difference when they get a report before the Churban Bayis or versus when they get a report after the Churban. A report before the Churban only breaks half the body. But once the Churban has already taken place, that type of report breaks the entire body. Rashi explains that what's the connection between this Gemara and the previous Gemara. So Rashi explains, because we found in the previous Gemara a machloikus of Rav Rabbi Yochanan, so the Gemara brings this Gemara as well. The Ravid says, no, that this Gemara is directly related to the subjects that we are discussing, because we're discussing the subject of Tashmish. And as we learned and we'll learn, that when a couple, a woman or man, are experiencing difficulties, we have a different rules regarding the Tashmish. And how do we see that? Says the Gemara, from our Gemara, where we see in our Gemara that they were suffering, and because they were suffering, the body were affected. The Iyayam speaks in answer to Tosha's question that aren't both psukim speaking about the churban? So when is it half the body and when is the whole body? So the Iyayam says the difference is where is the person when he gets the news of the churban? A person who's in Eretz Yisrael is affected much worse about the churban habayis versus a person who's in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why the pasuk speaks about. The pasuk that says the entire body is speaking to people in Eretz Yisrael, and the pasuk to half the body are speaking to the entire body, and that affects the entire body. So Rabbi Yonasan Akshitz explains the Gemara in the following manner. He says that every person is made up of two parts. He's made up of the Yetzer Tov, and he's made up of the Yetzer Hara. When a person is suffering, says the Yaros Tavash, every part of his body is supposed to accept whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to him. And therefore, both parts of his body are accepting. But when somebody is upset because he's supposed to be Mekabel the Yisurim Bahava, but when somebody is suffering because he heard some bad news that affects the other person, that has to affect him, and he has to be upset that somebody, says the Yaros Tavash. That's Pshat in our Gemara. When something bad happens to the person himself, so only his Yetzer Hara is upset, because the Yetzer Hara has a hard time accepting the decree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on him. The Yetzer Tov, on the other hand, is prepared to accept whatever decree is brought on him. And that's why the Gemara says it only affects half the body. It only affects the Yetzer Hara, not the Yetzer Tov. However, says the Yaros Tavash, when something bad happens to someone else, that doesn't just affect his Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. It affects the person in his entirety. When somebody hears that something bad happened to someone else, his entire being is supposed to suffer. Says the Gemara, "Who Yisrael v'Avi Kachavim?" There was a Yisrael and Avi Kachavim. Says the Gemara, "They have a kazli baruch v'ha'ad de'adadi." They were traveling on the road together. It says the Gemara, "Like imtzi." Of the Chacham L'Skuya B'Hadei, there was no way that the Akum could catch up to the Jew. But Loyimsa of the Chacham L'Skuya B'Hadei Yisrael Atgrei, so the Akum wanted that the Jew should slow down. So says the Gemara, Atgrei, he reminded him of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, and once he reminded him of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Nogad V'Isnach, the Jew gave a sigh because he remembered the terrible Churban of Beis Hamikdash. Says the Gemara, Afilo Hachi, even though the Jew suffered reminding the Churban Beis Hamikdash, still, like Imtza of the Chacham L'Skuya B'Hadei, the Akum cannot catch up. Amalei, so the Akum said to the Jew, Lav Amrisu, don't you hold that Anocha Sheveres Chatzi Guf Shlodom, that a sigh breaks half the person, so why are you still able to go so fast? Amalei, so the Jew answered him, "Hani mila b'melsa chadati." When was that said? By new bad news. Avol ha, the churban habayis the Shadon bar. We're already, unfortunately, accustomed to it. Loi. Dami inchi, the mafli tichloi. A woman who unfortunately loses her children, loi basa, is not so upset, is not going to show the same level of distress as somebody who has it for the first time. And I saw the Rav Naftali Katz explains this Gemara can help us understand the Pesukim by the Akedah. The Pasuk says, V'yelchu shneim yachtov. The Pasuk says that Avram and Yitzchak went together. And then the Pasuk says, V'yelchu shneim yachtov a second time. And the question is, why does the Pasuk have to say, V'yelchu shneim yachtov? So he answers, that only new bad news breaks a person, but not all bad news. So the first time, Avram Avinu knew that he was going to slaughter his son, but he did it without any distress because he knew that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do. And Yitzchak, not knowing anything, certainly was able to travel together with Avram Avinu. However, the second time, before the second time, it says, V'yelchu shneim yachtov, that's when Avram Avinu informed Yitzchak that what he was going to do. So for Avram Avinu, it was already old news. For Yitzchak, it was a new piece of information. And we just learned, when it's a new piece of information, new bad news, it affects the person. Says the Gemara, just like Avram and Yitzchak were able to walk together when Avram knew it was bad news, so too Avram and Yitzchak were able to walk together when it was new bad news just for Yitzchak and not for Avram. They both accepted the Gzeiros Hashem in the same way. We learned in the Mishnah, HaTayolin, the Tayolin B'chol Yoim. What the definition of Tayolin? So Taisa says these are people that are home every day. What is that? And what does Tayolin mean? Tayolin, he explains, is shade. They're able to live in the shade of their home. And the Mishnah said that they're oynes every day. Amar Rava, B'nai Pirkei, the Talmidim who learn in the yeshiva in the city, and they come home every evening. Amalei Abaya, Mandik Sibu. So Abaya asks Rava, you're telling us the Talmidim who come home every night have to have oina every night, but asks Abaya to Rava. The Pasuk says, Shav lechem, your Mishkimi kum. People who get up early are working hard for no reason. Machre Sheves, Oich Leva Atzovim. Then you go to sleep late, then you don't eat well. Kenyitin Leida Devshena, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give much schar to those that stay up to learn. Vamar Rav Yitzchak, says Rav Yitzchak, whom is the Pasuk referring to? Eilin Shaseim Shal Talmid Chachamim. The Pasuk is referring to the wives of Talmid Chachamim. Shen Menadadois Sheinu Meinein Ba'olam Hazeh. They stay up in this world. U'bas L'chayu Eilam Haba. And that's how they have Eilam Haba. That Amrit. And you're telling me the B'nai Pirkei, that those that learn every day, that those that learn in town and come home every night have the ability to have oina every day. So the Ein Yaakov explains what's pshat when the Gemara says shav lechem mashkim ikum. So he says that the pasuk here is speaking to the wives of Talmid Chachamim, and the pasuk is saying if a wife of Talmid Chacham goes to sleep early in the evening and she doesn't wait till her husband comes home from Beis HaMikdash, for them it's easy to get up early. But if they were waiting till their husbands came home from yeshiva, it would be hard for them to go to sleep early. The Taz explains the Pasuk that there are different types of Talmid Chachamim. There are Talmid Chachamim who don't sleep much and learn Torah. And there are Talmid Chachamim who learn much, who sleep enough, so they should have the energy to be able to learn Torah. Those people who sleep enough have the strength and have the ability to learn in less time, the same amount as those who don't take care of themselves and learn in more time. Says the Taz, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Shav lechem mashkim ekum machri shavas. You think that you will succeed better in learning if you go to sleep late, if you get up early. Says the pasuk, "Ken yitin Hashem liyididav shena." HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect us not to take care of ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to sleep enough. And even if we'll sleep enough, we'll be able to learn enough Torah, because if we'll have the strength, because we eat right and sleep right, we will be able to learn Torah without any problem and accomplish what needs to accomplish. Elam Abayim. So we go back to try to understand who are the Tayolim. Elam Abaya, the definition of Tayolim are what Rav taught us. Dam Rav, Kigarna Shmuba, Shalis. Shalis was actually the mother of Rashmul, but apparently she had a better yichus, she was a greater individual than the father. So even though normally a person, Tanoim Amoraim, are mentioned on their father's name, here, he's mentioned his mother's name. Dachem of the day, if sasim of the day, if somebody, Baruch Hashem, has the ability to eat from his own resources and drink from his own resources, the goli betula da panye, and he's able to sleep at home, v'loichola prist the malka babe, the tax agents don't come to collect money from him, such an individual who is at rest and at peace with himself, he's the person that can have relations. He's the person that have relations every day. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Ravan Amma. When Ravan came, he said, who was an example of such an individual? There were people that lived in Eretz Yisrael that ate and drank and were strong, and they could have Aina every day. Says the Magen Avraham, the Tayolim, even if the Talmid Chachamim, should have relations every day. Says the Beis Shmuel, that's only if a Talmid Chachim, if he's a Talmid Chachim, that's healthy, and he doesn't have to work. But if he's a Talmid Chachim, that besides spending time learning, he also needs to work. So we have here that the work tires him out, and Torah tires him out, because Torah mateshes koicho shel adam. When you have an individual that is such a person, of course, is not obligated to have relations every day. Says the Gemara, Rav Avua avakoy bebani. Rav Avua was standing in the bathhouse. Rav Samchle trei avdi, and he was seemingly a weak individual. He needed two people to support him. And then all of a sudden, says the Gemara, Ifchs bebani metusei, the floor of the bathhouse collapsed. Isramleya muda, so there was a beam that Rav Avua was able to grab onto. Solik, he held onto the beam with one hand, the saknu, and he was strong enough that he was able to pull up the other people. So we see that even though he was a Talmud Chacham, he was strong. Another story, Rav Yochanan of Kasalk v'Dagar, Rav Yochanan was going up the steps, have Samchalei, Rav Ami Ravasi was supporting him that he should be able to walk up the steps. And then says the Gemara again, if chesedarga the tusei, the steps collapsed. Solk vasiknu, he walked up the steps and held on to these two people. Amalei Rabbanon, so Rabbanon asked him, v'chimi acher the hachi, if you're so strong, so then lamalei lamismachi, why do you need support, some people to support you as you walk, as you stand? Amulus Rabbi Yochanan responded, even though I'm strong enough, but I don't want to use up my strength, I want to be able to preserve my strength for when I am older. We learned about Pe'alim, their oinus twice in the week. V'tanya Pe'alim achs b'Shabbos. But ask the Gemara, didn't we learn in a Braisa that's once a week? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina, loy kasha. Kam ba'oisim malacha bi'iron, those that work in their own city, it's twice a week. Kan, Moisim Locha Biracheris, if they work in a different city, then it's once a week. Tanya Mihachin says the Gemara, so too that we learn a Braisa. Ha Pe'alim Shtayim B'Shabbos, the Pe'alim have Oina twice a week, but explains the Gemara, B'medvar Mamurim, Moisim Locha Biracheris, when they work in their city where they live. Aval Oisim Locha Biracheris, if they work in a different city, then their B is only Achas B'Shabbos. hachamorim, donkey drivers, achs b'shabbos. Amalei Rab, so we learned in the Mishnah that the chamorim who go out to villages to bring the tefuah, their oin is once a week. And the gemalim are also once every 30 days, and the safanim once every 6 months. Ask the Gemara, the Reisha in the Mishnah, we already learned that if somebody made a neder that his wife may not benefit from him, after a week or two, he has to divorce her. The Tana already says at the Reisha that according to Beis Hillel, the husband that made this neder should divorce his wife after a week. So obviously he's speaking about a tayel and a poyel who are supposed to have oina once a week. And the Mishnah is teaching us, if you can't fulfill your obligation, you divorce your wife. So ask the Gemara, so why does the Mishnah have to teach us more than once that the oina of a tayel and a poyel is once a week? Says the Gemara, Amalei, so by response to Rabbi Bechanan, Loi, this halacha that we just learned is not only by a tayel and a poyel who are supposed to have relations once a week. It's talking about everybody that's mentioned in the Mishnah. But ask the Gemara, now we really don't understand. These people don't only have relations only once every 6 months. So why, ask the Gemara, is the halacha that if they made a neder for a week, according to Beis Hillel, 2 weeks according to Beis Shammai, they need to get divorced. They weren't going to have bia anyway. Answers the Gemara, yes, the halacha is that they're not required to be more than once every 6 months or whatever the formula the Mishnah indicated. But they know that they can have bia. They're not in a status where their husband made a nether that you can't have bia. So they have that potential versus a woman who doesn't have that potential. Where is this concept mentioned? This concept, the pas pasaloi, is mentioned in the Gemara Masechta Yuma Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara speaks about the Ish Iti, the person who was designated on Yom Kippur to go with the Sar LaAzazel. And the Mishnah says there were huts along the entire way. And the Mishnah not only says there were huts the entire way, but moreover, says the Mishnah, there was food in those huts in case he needed to eat. Says the Gemara that there was never a time where this person needed to eat. But the fact that there was food available to eat makes it easier for him to take this long trip. Amalei Rabba Barachana Labaya. Chamer. If somebody, as he got married, his job was to be a donkey driver. And as we learned, his oina is once a week. And Nasa Gamel. And now he became a camel driver whose oina is once every 30 days. Mai. What is the halacha? The halacha is that now what he's doing is that he's not going to have the same frequency of oina. So the question is he allowed to change profession? Amalei, so Abaye responded, Roitzi ish bekava tiflis, a woman is preferred to have less support, but have the company of her husband, masara kabin apricious, but having the husband home, having the husband bring in a better wage, and not being home. And therefore, without her permission, he can't take on this other job. And the Shulchan Aruch actually brings down this halacha of Abaya. The Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, Simon Ayin Vav, Sif Hei, says the Chalkas Mechoykik, that's only in a case that this husband already had this profession at the time that they got married. So there we could assume that when she married this man, she married him under the understanding that this is going to be his profession and this is going to be the frequency of their bia. But in a case where he didn't have any profession when they got married, the halacha is that he needs to get a job. He could take a job even though it's a job that has less oina. Furthermore, says the Truma Sadeshin, that let's say there's a man who is unable to find a job in the place that he and his wife live. And He could only find a job elsewhere, which requires him to move. He could force his wife to move along with him. The Beis Yosef disagrees. And the Gra brings a raya to the opinion of the Trumas Deshin from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that you can't, a husband cannot change professions, but that's only in a case where that a husband can change, a husband can't change professions. But says the Gra, that maybe we could differentiate where he has a job, and now the question is, what should he do? Get the better job, which will pay more, but will not have him home, or keep the job that doesn't pay so well. But in a case where he doesn't have a job at all, the Trumas Hadeshin is correct. He needs to have a job, and he could force her to move away from where they live. Hasafonim, we learned in the Mishnah that those sailors, their own is Achs L'Shisha Kadosh and Devar Beleza. Says the Gemara, Amar Abroin Amar Rav, Halach Kher Beleza, that's the Halacha. Amar Rav, Adabar Hava, Amar Rav, Zud Devar Beleza. The Mishnah that taught us that the Mishnah taught us that husbands could leave their homes for a month to learn Torah without their wives' permission represents the opinion of Reb Elezer. The Talmidim could go to learn Shtayim B'Shal Shanim 2 or 3 years Shloim B'Shus without their wives' permission. Amar Rav, Samch Rabbana Adar Bar Hava, the Chachamim accepted what Rav Adar Bar Hava said, that you could go for more than a month. Ba'avdi Uvda, and that's what they did. Ba'avdi Uvda B'Navshayu, and that's the way they used to behave in going to learn Torah for lengthy amount of times. Says the Gemara, Kihadir Rav Chumi. And the Gemara tells us, Rav Chumi Havashkir Kamei de Rava. He was a person that learned in the yeshiva of Rava, in the city of Mechuza. Havaragal Havasla Beis Kamal Yom de Kippurim. And he would go home every Erev Yom Kippur. Yom Chad Meshach De Shmata. One day he got involved in his learning, and he didn't get home in time when he usually gets home. Chava Machsia Devisa, and his wife was standing and waiting. Hashta Asi, Hashta Asi. He's coming, he's coming. And at the end, Loy Asa, he didn't come. Cholish Dati, and she was upset. And one tear came out from her eyes. Have Yosef Igra. At that moment, he was sitting in the yeshiva on the roof. Ifchas Igra Metusei, the roof collapsed. V'noch Nafsh, and he passed away. So Chaim Shalavit says that from here we see that when somebody does an Aveira, Ben Odom L'Chaveira, and he, it's not that the person gets punished because we want to appease the person that he made suffer. That's not the way to understand what happens. Rather, says Rav Chaim Shmuelovitz, that what the Gemara means to say, that it's automatic. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is that if somebody hurts another person, he's going to suffer, even though if the person who's suffering doesn't want to suffer. Certainly, this woman did not want her husband to die. But it's unavoidable, because a person who causes another person to suffer will have to suffer. Rav Chaim Shalavitz compares it to somebody who touches fire. So even though it was an accident, it doesn't make a difference. If you touch fire, you're going to get burnt. Here too, if you cause another person to suffer, you will suffer yourself. Says the Gemara, Oina shall Talmid Chacham Emes. When is the time that Talmid Chacham is supposed to have Oina? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos, every week on Erev Shabbos. And the Rambam explains, because all week long, Torah Mateshes Koicham, and on Shabbos, they have more strength, and that's why on Shabbos they should have the Oina. The Miri explains that all week long, they learn Torah every night. Since they learn Torah every night, they don't have the time, the ability to have Oina. Friday night, they're home, and since they're home on Friday night, they're able to have Oina on Friday night. Says the Gemara, Shapiro Yiri Be'itoy. The Pasuk says, the beginning of Tehillim, V'ayikish eit shosal palgamayim Shapiro Yiri Be'itoy. Amar Rav Yehuda V'tema, Rav Huna V'tema, Rav Nachman. Who is this referring to? Zab Mishamish Mitosu Le'er of Shabbos, Le'er of Shabbos, that does Tashmas every Friday night. Says the Gemara, Yehuda Bereid Rav Chaya, Chasnin Rav Yanai. Have also V'yosef Be'rav. He spent the whole week in Yeshiva. V'chol Be'ishimshi every Friday, have also Le'bei say, he would come, he would come home. Because when he came, there was like a pillar of fire greeting him. Yom Chad, Master Shmatza. One time he was involved in his learning. When they did not see that simon, we should turn over the beds. As we learned in Masechta Mayakotin, and in those days, the minig of Avelim were to turn over the beds. Because he said, if Yehuda were alive, he would come home. It was something that came out from his mouth. And Rabbi Chanan Vasseman, Zatzal, would explain this Gemara. He says, certainly his intention here was not to curse him. So what happened in this Gemara? So he says that we learn from this Gemara the power of a mouth, the power of speech, that even though certainly it was not his intention in any way to make him feel, to punish him, but as soon as the Talmud Chacham says something, it immediately happens no matter what his intent, no matter what his intention is. There's also a question. The halacha is that one can't do shiva unless we know for sure that he's not alive. Because we don't know for sure that he's alive. We have to be concerned that he may be alive. But the fact that the sitting shiva is, people will assume that he's dead and his wife may get remarried under circumstances where she's not allowed to get married. So the question is, that how were they allowed to start acting with shiva here when they did not know for sure that he was no longer alive? So the paiskim they want to say from here, we see that when it's an umdun barura, when it was clear that the person's not alive, they were certain if he was alive, he would have come. We could start acting the shiva even though we're not 100% sure. Another pshat is that if we know that just because they're sitting shiva, that doesn't mean they're going to, other people are going to be assume that he certainly died, we have more proof to be lenient. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Asik Le'Lebrei. Rebbe married off a son, Bei Reb Chiya, to the daughter of Reb Chiya. Kimat al-mech the ksuba, as they were writing the ksuba, noch nafshe the revisa. Terrible tragedy. The daughter of Rechia passed away. Amar Rebbe, Chas P'sham P'sula Ika. Maybe this represents that there's a problem between our families. Yasu V'ayinu B'mishpachas. So they started to look at the Yichas. And says, Rav Asim Shafta Ben Aftil. Rebbe was a descendant of Shafta Ben Aftil, the wife of David. V'Rechia Asim Shimi Achi David. So it wasn't an appropriate Shidduch because one was a Melech and what wasn't the melech? Says the Gemara, Ozel Yasle Lebrei, Bei Rabbi Yossi Reb Zimra. So now Rabbi went and married off his son to the daughter of Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra. Paskle Tati Sri Shnin. And they decided that he's going to learn 12 years, Lemezel Bei Rav, to learn for 12 years in the yeshiva of Rav. Now, Farshim say, what's 12 years? Because the Mashah explains that in those days, boys got married at 18. And a person's years between 18 and 30 are his best years. And those are the years that he should spend learning. And that's why they say he's getting married at 18, and he'll be in yeshiva till 30, and those are the years that he could learn best. Achufa kamei, and they took the kala in front of the chassan. Amalei, so the chassan was anxious to marry her, and he said, Nehavel shitshnin. So let's reduce it to 6 years. So they passed her in front of him again. Said, you know what? Let me marry her and then I'll go to learn. Have a kamichsif, mavuos. So Rebbe's son was embarrassed by his father that he, instead of going to learn first, he got married first. You're showing that you have the same style as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mikariksiv, first the pasuk says Tiveima Vesutoema, the first HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael and then build the base of Mikdash. L'psoif k'siv v'asali Mikdash v'shechanti b'soichem. Right away, they make a place for the dwelling of the Shechila. And here too, they right away made a place that the husband and wife should be able to live together. Azul Yosef tati shoy b'bei Rav. So he went and got married, and now he went to the yeshiva. Ad asa ikra devisa. Until he came back, his wife, because they hadn't had relations in all these years, became an akara, a woman that can't have children. Amar Rabbi, so Rabbi said, "Hey Chenevet, what should we do now? Nigrashop, if I divorce her, Yoimani Azul Shav Shemra. This woman, all these years, waited for me, and now I came back and divorced her. Nintsev Itasachrita, should I marry another wife besides her? Yoimazu Ishtoi, Fazuza Nasoi. They'll say that the wife, the second wife, is his real wife, and the first wife he just has to have relations with her. Boile Rachme. So says the Gemara, what he did is he davened on her behalf, Betzias, and she had her refuah, and she was able to have. So the Aflah asks that the halacha is that if a woman is indeed not married for many years, but she intends to get married, so she still could have children. So why was the fact that she didn't have relations all these years make a difference? So the halacha says that since she knew that he's not coming for 12 years, she stopped thinking about having children, and that made her into an akara. The Ben Yoda has a different pshat. He says that the pshat in the Gemara is that she knew he's not coming for 12 years. And she knew that even though at the beginning he was so anxious to have relations with her, that he married her right away, but now she saw that it's not that strong and that he got involved in the yeshiva and he's not coming home. So she gave up hope on him coming home. And since she gave up hope on giving home, that's why she became an akara. Says the Rav Chananya Menachiknoi was going to the yeshiva of Rav at the end of his Sheva Brachas. At the end of the Sheva Brachas of Shim Ben Yochai. Amalei, so Shim Ben Yochai said to Rav Chananya Menachiknoi, Ya'akav li ad osi ba'adach, wait for me until I finish the Sheva Brachas and I could go with you. Says the Gemara Lo'akav li, but he refused to wait. Also, Yosu Tati Shari Shnabi Bei Rav, and Rav Chananya was in yeshiva for 12 years. Ad the Osi, so Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, a very famous vort from Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz on this Gemara, asks, why did he not indeed wait? So Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz teaches us that even though by waiting, he could have traveled with the great Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. The Gemara is teaching us, says Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, when it comes to learning Torah, we can never take any risk. And he knew that if he waits, who knows what might happen. And he knew that maybe if he's going to wait, he's gonna end up not going. So even though he had here the opportunity to learn with the great Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, he gave up on that opportunity because he knew that you don't take chances when it comes to learning. Says the Gemara, Ad Asi, until Rav Chananya came back, Ishtne Shvili Demasa. The roads of the city were not the way they used to be. There were new homes that were built. V'layoda L'mezel Beisei, and he did not know how to get home. Yozo Yosa Guda Nahara. So he went and sat by the bank of the river, Shamalahi Revisa, and he heard this girl to have a karalei, Basachnoi, Basachnoi. They called the Basachnoi. Mala Kalasech, fill up your pitcher, V'tah Nezel, let's go home. Amar, Shmamina, so he said, Haravisa Dada. This girl must be, obviously, my daughter. Azbasra, so he followed her. Yesiva Davisa, and his wife was sitting at home. And Kornala Kimcha, and she was sifting flour. Dal Einan, she lifted her eyes, Chazite, and she saw him. Savi Liba, and her heart got so excited Parach Rucha, and she passed away. Amal from her banish loylam. So Rav Chananya Bechanoi said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Niazu, this poor woman, all these years waited for me, and now when I finally come home, this is what should happen. Zu schar, is this her? This what is her? Is that a schar for what she waited? Is that her reward? Says the Gemara, boy, rachma levachaya. Says the Gemara, Chama, that and she had chis amesim. Says the Gemara, bisa ozel yosu terei soni shani bebei medrasha. He sat in yeshiva for 12 years. Ki yosur, when he came home, omer loy avid kid avid. I won't do the same thing like Rav Chananya ben Chaknoi. I al yosu medrasha. So what he did was, he sat in the base medrash and sholach. Lebeise. And he sent the messenger to let his family know they came home. Also, Rabbi Oshia Birei, while he's sitting in the base of Medrash, Rabbi Oshia, his son, came, Yosef Gamei, and they didn't recognize each other because he had not been home all these years. Have Kamash Leishmatza, and Rabbi Chama Bachama and him were talking Divrei Torah. Chazad Kamachadad Eishmatay, he saw that this young man was a big Talmud Chacham. Cholestatis, so Rav Chama Babisa was very upset. Omar, Ihavoy Hochi, if I would have been here, Havali Zarakahai, I would have certainly had children like this young man, Olabese, and he went home. After the message was delivered to his home, now he safely went home. Albure, his son, entered the home after him, and Kam Kamein stood up for him. Who suffer? Lemishel Shmatzukaboy. He thought that this young Talmud Chacham came to continue the discussion of Talmud Divrei Torah. Amrei Devisa Mika and Abba Dekai Mekam Bara. Is there a father that gets up for a son? Karle Rami Bachama Hachota Meshul Shloimim Heri Yimnatek. When you have three generations of Talmid Chachamim, Shuzer Baishia Benoy Shal Rabbi Babisa. We have three generations of Talmid Chachamim. When you have three generations of Talmid Chachamim, that will stay forever. As the Pasuk says, the Vadatal V'nechol V'nei V'necha, and the Gemara Masechta B'Metzia, Daf Pei Hei Amen Aleph, teaches us, Kol Shehu U'Benoi U'Bemenoi Talmud Chacham, Shuv Ein Torah Pesek Mezar L'Olam, Torah will remain here forever. However, Tosfos Divrei Maskil Chut says that halacha, that the Torah will remain in this family forever, is when only the three generations saw each other. But if the three generations did not see each other, then that halacha doesn't apply. There's also an interesting question that the Pesukim discuss, and what is the halacha if you have a son who's a Talmud Chacham and a father Talmud Chacham, who should stand up for whom? And the Brikki Yosef says that from our Gemara we see they should both stand up for each other. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh Mem Siv Zayin says, Chai ben lam lefnei aviv, v'ma'av talmud benoi, if the father is a talmud of the son, kolech mem aim lefnei sheni, each one should stand up for the other one because they're both talmidei chachamim.